1. I might be in some trouble here. Holly. Just one step outside, and I have to turn myself right back around again. As I return inside to grab some darker shades and a water, I remind myself yet again that I now live in the Mojave Desert. An extra water could mean the difference between life and death at some point in my future. Best to always be prepared. It's crazy to think about going into an ice hockey rink when it's easily pushing 100 degrees on this late September day. Of course, I haven't really been in an ice hockey rink, apart from the 2 times I interviewed with the Las Vegas Crush. I guess I'd better get used to the odd juxtaposition between the Las Vegas desert climate and the seemingly endless winter of the hockey world. My condo is situated in a totally vanilla suburb that's about a 15-minute drive to the very non-vanilla strip. The hockey arena sits on the edge of all of the insanity. I've learned that most Las Vegas natives barely ever see the strip unless they work there. Apart from all the lights and fountains and casinos, Las Vegas is a pretty normal place. I guess I shouldn't be surprised at that. Having grown up in Los Angeles, I know all about how to ignore the tourist traps. As I make the quick commute, one of the best parts about this move, since LA traffic is just as bad as people say it is, I blast some music, dancing and singing my way into my assigned parking spot. Still humming, I gather my bag and pull on my suit jacket before heading into the arena to observe my first practice. My Uncle Troy is a scout for the Crush. He played hockey professionally until he was well into his 30s, then started scouting once a knee injury put him out of commission for play. He called me 2 months before I graduated UCLA's Communication Studies program, asking me if I'd be interested in interviewing for a social media position with the Crush. He thought it might be a good fit, since I'm an athlete. At first, I balked. I'm a distance runner, and I've never been to a single hockey game. But once I learned about the job, it sounded great. I interviewed and, much to my surprise, was hired. So here I am, a hockey neophyte, LA expatriate, heading to my first day of work with the Vegas Crush. And there he is. Tall and broad-shouldered, my uncle is still a handsome guy. He shares my dad's side of the family's ginger hair, a little gray on the sides, and blue eyes. I, of course, got the brown hair and brown eyes of my mom's side of the family. He pulls me into a hug, patting me on the back with enough vigor that I pull away laughing. "Hey," I say, "I'm not joking. No need for violence." "Sorry, sorry," he says, grinning. "I'm just so excited that you're here, and damn proud of you. Do you know how many people want to get their foot in the door in sports marketing? And you beat out people who know way more about hockey than you do. You must be pretty damn good with this social media business."
Well, I'm pretty sure that social media manager is like the lowest on the totem pole, and I'm sure being related to their star scout probably didn't hurt, but it's a great start and I'm really excited to get going. I have lots of ideas for how we can engage fans and connect them to the players via the different platforms, I say. Thanks for thinking of me. Now you're totally on the hook for making sure I know enough by opening day to not bomb.
Interns are actually lowest on the totem pole, not anyone with the title of manager, he corrects, elbowing me. He points me in the direction of the arena and starts walking. And I am more than happy to begin your hockey education. I know enough for the both of us.
Well, you should be out scouting, so I can't rely on all that knowledge if it's locked up in your big brain. Spill it, Uncle.
I love to joke around with him. Oh, Holly Dolly, he says, using the name he's called me since I was a little kid, always so bossy.
Well, I do have manager in my title, as you pointed out.
Troy laughs at this. So, the arena can also be called the barn. There are lots of slang terms that you'll hear the guys say. Some are appropriate, and some are not, so talk to me if you're not sure what something means before you use it publicly.
Wait, hockey players can say inappropriate things? I'm shocked, Uncle Troy.
He chuckles and shakes his head. As we walk in, players are already on the ice.
Shouldn't I head to HR? I ask.
They'll be ready for you whenever we're finished down here. It's a Sunday,